Shalom. So for those of us who are children of someone, which is, as far as I know, biologically everyone, this week could be a tough parsha. We learn about the rebellious child. The Torah says if you have a rebellious child, you're supposed to drag them to the gates of the town where the elders and the judges would meet. And then the elders and judges are going to get together and stone the child. Kill them. So there's the door. There's the gates. We'll get some judges. Is anyone... Of course, that's not how it played out. Over time, the rabbis found ways to minimize the possibility of this occurrence. First, they said, yes, it's true, but this only works for someone who's an adult, actually. A child, yeah, a child of someone, yes, but a minor, no, because when you're below the age of 13, you're not liable for your mistakes. And then the rabbi said, and because the Torah says the mother and father shall take them, any child who doesn't have both a mother and a father, that child is, you can't do that to this person. And it says that in order for this status of rebellious child to be put upon, that means two other people, not related to the child or each other, had to say to the kid, I want you to know, if you keep acting this way, you're gonna get dragged to the court and be found guilty and stoned to death. And the kid has to say, yes, I hear you, I acknowledge you're telling me that, I'm going to do it anyways. And the Talmud says it has to be, that person who is the rebellious child has to be both a drunkard and rebellious. So you can see that this is very unlikely to occur. And in fact, there's a debate in the Talmud. Two rabbis are fighting over whether or not this letter happened. One rabbi says, never in all of the history of Israel has any rebellious child been brought to the gates and stoned. And another rabbi says, you're wrong. I stood at the grave of such a child. And Rashi says something today that has been sitting with me very unpleasantly all week. Rashi says, the reason we stone this child is not because they're guilty, but because they're innocent. We kill this young person because we know that anyone who acts that way is going to eventually be guilty of terrible crimes. And so we kill them because it's better to die with an innocent soul than a guilty one. I'm a superhero movie watcher. I love superhero movies. When someone says that kind of comment, that's when Superman steps in and stops them. That's the supervillain, is the one who says, I'm going to kill you because I think you're going to do bad stuff. And that's what Rashi says. So what do we do? And it left me even more confused because I say, yes, we can find all kinds of appropriate legal means to limit the possibility of this case. But the Torah still says we do it. How do we confront that and what do we do? And I'm left with a tough truth about Judaism, which is we don't believe, I think, in moral absolutes. We always say that we are the tradition of questioning and arguing. But one of the things that means is we believe each case is actually unique. Each case is actually a new scenario, a new question. We should use all of the evidence of previous cases. We should use all of the wisdom of the Torah as well as all the wisdom that God has given us and we have trained ourselves to be able to think. But every case is new, which means that there are no moral absolutes. Now, I personally cannot imagine a situation in which I would vote, yes, we should stone this rebellious child. But the story in the Torah reminds us that when we hold on to moral absolutes, there is a certain sense that we hide from our our responsibility to make tough decisions, to make difficult choices, to realize when the only paths ahead of us are bad and worse. And moral absolutes can get in the way of us choosing the bad path, even though it's the best option. So it still doesn't sit well with me. I still don't like it. I still don't like thinking this way. I still don't like that the Torah says that we should do this, especially as a father of young children who, well, Micah actually really likes wine, so maybe he's going to be really into alcohol, but they're certainly rebellious all of the time, and I can't imagine acting in such a terrible way. But it's at least a challenge when we face the toughest choices of our day, of our lives, both personally, nationally, communally, to make sure that we are doing the hard work, the internal work, the research, to see if we are making the best possible choice. So this Shabbat, about 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah, you can still get your membership in, please do it. As we prepare for the High Holy Days, I want to challenge each of us to look inside. Are we doing the hard work of making sure we are living up to the highest standard that we can hold ourselves? Shabbat Shalom.